Today we'll be beginning Siman Chafalov. The title of the Siman is Kedas Mala Asos B'Tzitzis Shenifsiku Talisos Yeshanim. What to do in a situation where your tzitzis strings have snapped, or if you have an old talis. So in Sif Alef, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Chutei Tzitzis Shenifsiku Yochol Lezarkan La'ashba Mipenei Shehi Mitzvah She'in Begufa Kedusha. If your tzitzis strings have snapped or become torn off, you can really just throw them out into the garbage because they have no intrinsic Kedusha to them. Avakol Zman Shehim Kvuim Atalis Aser L'Hishtamish B'Hem Kegon Likshor B'Hem Shem Dover V'Chayotzi B'Zem Yishum Bizui Mitzvah. But as long as the tzitzis strings are still attached to the beged, attached to the talis, you're not allowed to use those strings for whatever purpose you want. You can't just tie other things to those strings because that would be considered degrading to the mitzvah. The Rama says, "V'yeshomrim b'yapiyachar shenifsku ein linhog b'hem minag bizayon lizorkan lizorkan mako maguna elishin and tzrichin geniza." So the Rama quotes that even after the strings come off, you shouldn't just throw them out into the garbage, you know, next to some diapers or in a way which is not befitting to the tzitzis. You don't have to bury them. They don't require geniza, but you should at least maybe, you know, put them in a bag before throwing them into the garbage. And the Rama quotes, there were those people who were even makbid to do geniza, to bury the tzitzis strings. Typically, we assume, the Gemara Megillah tells us, that the concept of geniza, of burial, only applies to what we call tashmishe kedusha, things that have intrinsic kedusha to them, such as tillin, such as the Sefer Torah. But tzitzis only have kedusha as long as they're being used for the mitzvah. But if they're not being used in the context of the mitzvah, then they have no kedusha. But again, the Rama says that as a chumrah, it's a nice idea to, at the very least, don't just throw them into the garbage, and perhaps, according to some, to even bury them. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us here, chutei tzitzis, v'hu adin l'chol tashmishe mitzvah, kigon sukkah v'lulah v'shofar v'chol kahai gavna, li'achar shen esbaklu v'inam omden od l'mitzvah son. This is true not just by tzitzis, but by anything which classifies as tashmishe mitzvah, such as a sukkah, such as a lulav or a shofar, which really only have kedusha when they're being used for the mitzvah itself. Shen nifsiko shehitira me'atalis, or let's say the string was just simply untied from the baged, v'hu adin mikodim sha'asa'an v'abeged, the hazman alav nilosahi. And the same would be true, let's say, for example, before you actually used these strings on the beged for the first time, before you actually attached them, even if you were planning on using them, because we paskin, there's a famous machlokas in the Gemara in a number of places, whether hazmana milsehi or hazmana lav milsehi. Meaning, if let's say, for example, I have something which I prepared to be used for a certain function, for a certain purpose, but I haven't actually used it for that purpose yet, so that's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether that item takes on that status. For example, the Gemara discusses, let's say a person makes shrouds they want to use to bury a dead person in, but the person hasn't died yet, so can you use that for tzitzis? Or let's say for your own personal use. Or let's say, for example, a person built a bathroom, but the bathroom has never been used yet. Are you allowed to bring tefillin into such a bathroom that hasn't been used? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. We paskin that hazmana lav milsa. We assume that just because you set something aside for use for a certain purpose, but if you haven't actually used it once for that purpose yet, so it doesn't really have any ramifications. So the same thing would be true here in the case of the tzitzis. If I set aside a pair of strings to use for my beged to tie as a pair of tzitzis, but I haven't actually physically use them for tzitzis here for the mitzvah, so then we would treat that like a pair of tzitzis that have been torn off. And again, it's proper to bury them, but again, you definitely don't have to. But again, you should never use your tzitzis or your talis for something which is degrading or disgusting. So even if, let's say, right now you're not wearing the talis, or let's say it's nighttime when you're not chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis, but since in theory you can use this for a mitzvah at some point, therefore, it's not appropriate to to just throw it out into the garbage. The same would be true, let's say, for a shofar after Rosh Hashanah, or let's say I have a lulav that's really old. So if those items are still usable for next year, so then you would not be allowed to use them in a degrading fashion. So the Mishnah Berurah points out a little bit of an interesting point here. He says that when it comes to using tzitzis after they've already been fixed onto the talis, so a person cannot fall back or rely on making a condition or making a stipulation of what's called any bodome. man. The Gemara explains any bodel man is this condition or stipulation where a person says, "I'm not going to separate myself from using these strings." In other words, person says that he wants to use the strings for his own benefit. So that's not going to work in this case, because even if you make such a stipulation, it will not permit you to use the tzitzit strings in a degrading fashion, because it's obvious that that these strings were made for the mitzvah tzitzit from the fact that you're making a bracha of lehis atif, but sits on them. Ein len hog behen, v'chein b'schach asuka v'lula v'shofar li'achar shen nisbatlu mi mitzvasan ein lezorkan la'ashba v'chol kahay gavna dover sheino kavu l'mitzvah sha'avra. So once you've already finished using the schach on your sukkah or your lulav or your shofar, when the mitzvah is already over, you shouldn't just throw it out straight into the garbage, because again, it's not befitting, it's not honorable to the mitzvah that you just did. V'chasav ha'prima gadim denachon shel olas v'tashmish v'guna filu b'dafnos ha'sukkah. The prima gadim writes that you're not supposed to do something degrading even with the walls of the sukkah. Lezorkan wrote Salomar b'yadayim So you're not supposed to actively throw the tzitzit strings into the garbage, but if, let's say, from the fact that you don't bury them, they'll get thrown out by somebody else, so that's okay. Lagonzan kasa mahriel dianiecha tzitzis besocha sefer lesimen olasos behen shum mitzvah dehov yisavid behu mitzvchad yisavid behachar yisa. The mahriel says that if you want to use tzitzit strings as like a bookmark for a sefer or for some other mitzvah, that's okay, because the Gemara develops this principle that typically people like to do multiple mitzvahs with the same item. So once you use the strings for the mitzvah tzitzis, if you want to use them for another mitzvah, that would also be okay. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow.